when you go into the store to buy a suit, or if you're talking about an old coat or something, you might say, this coat won't fit me this year, but last year it perfectly.
Fit?
Mm-hmm. Or if you had a set of clothes that were worn out, you might want to go to the store to get
refreshing.
Mm-hmm. Or a matching coat and pants would be called.
Can't be a match suit.
Mm-hmm. Any other kind of suits?
Well, do you have your pod pants, or you'd call them sport coats and pants, and the two-pair pants suits. And some of them have a hard set of pants and give you a, kind of a mixed suit.
What if it had a little bar or something, and they go around and put every which thing in the pocket that they come across, and you might say had a lot of stuff in the pockets they were.
Yeah.
And just stick on out.
And then the pocket bulging.
Mm-hmm. And what would happen to a collar or something of a shirt when you put it in hot water?
It'd shrink.
Uh-huh. Any other words for that?
Draw up. Shrink or draw up.
Mm-hmm. You can draw up just as many other times.
Huh?
Would you use draw up as often as shrink?
No, shrink would be mostly. Your clothes draw up and your collar shrink.
Okay. What about little kids when they were playing or something and they put on their parents' clothes and things and all? What would you call that?
That'd be more or less dressing up like grown folks.
Mm-hmm. Are there different terms for men when they do it? For the boys when they do it?
Oh, well, I don't know. The boys just... The younger boys would be dressing that way. No, the older ones never do it.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of oddball if it did.
Is there a different term for that, though, if a woman was getting ready to go out to a party or going out for a fancy evening, and she was putting on makeup and things like that?
Just getting dressed.
Mm-hmm. Or if a woman liked to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to...
dress up fancy.
There was a... What would you call a... That small leather container that you sometimes have a strap on that women carry around with their money in it, things like that.
No, it'd be a shoulder bag or purse.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other names for that?
Well, for the ladies, it'd be a shoulder bag or purse, and if a man had one, it'd probably be a knapsack. Because, I mean, some of them carry the bags for fishing supplies and hunting supplies.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be called a knapsack when they did that. But just a lady's bag would be either a purse or a bag.
If it was made out of leather, if it was made out of cloth, it would be
also. Yeah, either thing. And then a lot of them carry big bags for the baby clothes. They call them doctor bags, and they had baby clothes in them.
Mm-hmm. The different kind of knapsacks? You have different names for them?
Well, the different kinds of knapsacks would be so. I mean, they call two or three of them the same kind, because some knapsacks go on your back and some of them just swing loose.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them I hear just use a loose kind to carry. Usually more or less a fishing bag, a hunting bag.
What do you call the jewelry women would wear around their wrists and things like that?
Sometimes bracelets and sometimes... Yeah, most of them would be bracelets.
Mm-hmm. Or if you had a... A lot of little things they were strung up together and wearing around their neck.
It would be a string of beads.
Uh-huh.
Or a string of pearls. If they were pearls, it would be a string of pearls. And if they were beads, it would be a string of beads.
Mm-hmm. That's an older kind of clothing item that's still around today. A lot of people wear them. That men used to use to hold up their trousers.
Those suspenders.
You remember any other names for that?
I just remember calling them galluses.
Yeah? They're exactly the same, though?
Yeah, galluses, suspenders. And all the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Is either one an older term? Or?
Probably galluses is the older term, and just more just the country type. And
more
people in the